Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Sam Humphries from Marvel Comics, Citizen Jack and Jonesy, and I am close personal friends with the Court of Nerds. So if you mess with them, you mess with me.
Hello, and welcome to a special interview edition of the Court of Nerds. With us today is someone who has set Reddit on fire with her body paint, and it's just a sight to behold. We have Kay Pike with us. Kay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful today, thank you. I'm painting today, so painting day is always a good day.
Oh, really? What are you working on now?
Currently, I'm painting myself as Captain Planet.
No way!
Yeah, seriously.
You should see everybody's face right now.
So with our powers combined...
I am Captain Planet.
Oh, that is fantastic. So who's going to be, like, Heart in this mess?
Oh, yeah, we've been discussing that at length in the chat, who is Heart in this, yeah. But, we're going to tally it up. We'll probably have a poll later, you know. Make some serious decisions on who's Heart.
That sounds fantastic. So, K-Pike Fashion on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also watch her on Twitch TV, K-Pike Fashion. Also, they have a website that's really cool. It's got some stuff that you can buy. It's called CanadaCosplay.com. So, Kay, you've been doing this for a while, and what do you feel is the biggest challenge when it comes to cosplay?
Doing cosplay for a while. The biggest challenge in, like, just dressing up and getting out there is, like, getting up the gonads to do it, honestly. Believing in yourself and, you know, crossing that line into, okay, now I am a character. Now I am here and, oh, I guess we're doing photos now. Okay, just getting over that initial hurdle of going from, I don't know, in the cosplay closet now. It's a really big courage thing there.
And how's your progression been? I know a lot of people, when they start out cosplaying, it's kind of rough because they're just learning how to make these costumes. And how's your transition been from starting out to the work you've done up until the body paint has been amazing, and even plus the body paint?
Okay. So the general progression of the story there, is that the question?
Yes.
Things start rough when you start, for sure. Like, I think my first ever attempt at a cosplay, like, what is an anime convention? Oh my gosh, I'm walking through a construction site, I'll use this tarp for wings and be a fairy, you know? It's really, really, really rough. And, up to the point of building my own metal armor with the Wonder Woman, for example. It's just, if you're committed to it and you're excited about it, you can do it. If you can dream it, you can do it.
So, speaking of the dream element of cosplay, is there any particular character that jumps out at you that, like, let's say you didn't have to worry about money or time or physics? Is there any particular character that you would love to jump into?
Okay, here's a bit of an odd one. And it's, as long as we're saying, like, physics, okay, I've already conquered Jessica Rabbit, but we're good there. But for a really odd one, if you're alive in the 90s watching anime, you might remember Slayers. That's what got me onto anime.
Okay.
Dog of the Serpent. Okay. So, that
one. Ah-ha. Have you considered a career in impressionary?
I'm painting myself as a Captain Planet today, so I'm good.
She's the hero. She's going to take pollution down to zero, guys.
That's right.
So, Kay, I was just wondering, what is your favorite cosplay you've done?
Favorite? They're all my favorite for their own reasons.
That's fair.
I know, like, it sounds like a flaky answer. I like them all. I've had the most experience being Jessica Rabbit. And people just started calling me Jessica, so it's become like this alter ego personality for me. So we'll just let Jessica play favorite for now.
And so, if you haven't seen it, her Jessica Rabbit is really, really awesome. It is on her Facebook, and yeah, you could follow her on Facebook too. K-Pike Fashion. She's also on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch TV as well as at K-Pike Fashion. And then a lot of the stuff that she is selling is at CanadaCosplay.com.
And we were wondering which costume, like incorporating body paint as well throughout your entire cosplay career, which costume has been the most difficult to assemble?
Including the paint, it would have to have been the Colossus from last time. I would say Wonder Woman before that because I had to learn the metal.
Yeah.
And learn, like, automotive vinyl wrap to, like, get all the costume work together. Like, I had to, like, extend my knowledge into automotive. in order to get this thing done. But Colossus has been the hardest paint for sure, and that was the last one I did. I'll have some images up eventually to show you later.
Do you just find yourself continually challenging yourself with the next body paint? Because each one seems more elaborate than the last.
Yes and no. I do take break days. Like, I painted Bizarro Girl, and she doesn't have, she was awesome and fun, but doesn't have intense optical illusions. Mm-hmm. And that's the main thing with the paint. If I'm taking out a chest or a nose or a mouth or eyes, it's really, really fantastically, wonderfully hard, deliciously so. It's fun. I'll try to break it up in between a 14-hour paint and a 10-hour paint.
Good grief. That is a lot of time.
Yes, but you can't exactly put it away and go to bed and come back to it.
And why did you decide to try the body paint? Because your older cosplay stuff was all fantastic. What made you want to try this avenue?
Oh, that's a fun story, actually. In Edmonton Expo, I work with Canada Cosplay, and we travel to all the conventions. And at one convention, their guest body painter, Liam Mosley makeup artist, or Lester Dust on the social media, her model failed on her last minute, and they couldn't find anyone. So the staff, knowing Kay, who works there, is up for anything, is like, use her. And they introduced her to me, and I ran around as Lady Deadpool in body paint for a day. And I'm like, hey, this is fun. And started picking it up myself after I was lent some paints from my friend Liam Mosley. So, yeah.
Did she have to kind of train you about that? Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off. Did she kind of have to train you with that, or how did your progression for the painting styles work?
The progression went, she brought over a tin of paint, and I painted her face white for Hexadecimal. I don't know if you've seen the reboot, but it's a pretty fun show. And that took 4 hours because I'm painting someone else's face, and I see like 100 different colors in this white mask, so that was exciting. And then I painted myself as the Colossal Titan that's all over the place and on Reddit, and that was it. And it's like, oh, I guess I'm doing this now. All right.
Oh, man. Where do you find the inspiration for some of the characters that you create?
Inspiration is either I've seen it around at work at comic conventions, or like it myself, like Captain Planet, for example. I'm just looking at myself in the mirror. I'm so in love with Captain Planet right now. Anyway, I did this. Or I will be suggested in my chat. I have a little program that documents everybody's suggestions, and I go through those and have painted quite a few things by suggestion, like that Two-Face I did, and those things, they were all suggestions, and Nebula even. And it's just, oh yeah, I love Nebula sort of thing. People remind me of stuff that I like all the time, and it's great.
Yeah, that one turned out incredibly well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty. Makes me want to shave my head, that one. That's a good look.
And how have you felt about the response you've gotten on Reddit? It's been incredible. Everyone's been very supportive, and it seems like everyone adores the work that you're doing.
It is nice, yep. that's one of those, if I had a dollar, you know. So that's really, that one episode, what was it? I'm worth 10 million hypothetical dollars right now. Oh, no, the response has been really, really cool, actually. And, like, what means the most to me, actually, as far as responses go, is when someone says, hey, Kay, I've seen your dedication. I've seen you paint for 13 hours and keep a good sense of humor. I want to try body painting now. Or, my 4-year-old wanted to try body painting now. And it's just like when other people want to get into it because of positivity and look at this neat thing, that means a lot. That's the best response.
And body painting isn't free. So I'd like you to pimp kind of the Patreon that you're working on right now that people can donate to you to help pay for the body painting.
I do have a Patreon on K-Pike Fashion, and that's about it. I am also partnered on Twitch, so that helps a bit too. So those are the two main things. Oh my goodness! Okay, that means that someone donated on Twitch. Hi.
Oh, I thought Zordon was calling you.
that's what that was. Sorry about that.
Actually, there was a planet emergency. Okay, she had to run.
Okay, yeah, so that's what that is. Thanks, guys.
Oh, man, I wish I had Twitch on this computer so we could watch and do this live. That'd be so awesome. Ah,
that's okay. You can see it in syndication. You can be like, oh, look at her, read our phone number out over there, dot, 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 la, la, la. Okay, anyways, I digress. But yeah, it's a really nice thing to, you know, have things like the Patreon and stuff to cover the paint costs. Because they cost about, it depends on what you're doing. For like, for an example, my Too Faced would run about $80 paint. Anything with a bald cap or a wig or more paint than that, I'm looking at $150 to $250, depending on if I need a wig. So it's intense.
What is
I'm not trying to discourage anyone from trying this.
What's the price differential between the costumes versus the body paint?
Honestly, it depends what you're doing. If you're going full ham and spending, I don't know, what did I spend? Like $700 on Wonder Woman in the end?
Good grief.
I had to buy a bench grinder. It really depends what you're doing. I had to buy a bench. I just had to. It's a write-off. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
it does depend what you're doing. I'm like, my Jessica run around through 400. So it's about half of what cosplay is, but it's about twice as addicting too. So if you're making the costume once a week or if you're body painting twice a week, it about evens out.
So you're doing Captain Planet right now, and I was just wondering, what's coming up next? Could you give us a sneak peek at what's coming up?
I want to. I have no clue, though. all the time, I'm like, inspire me, everyone. I have so many little back burner projects on the go. You know, ideas that have been in my head recently have been, like, really nerdy things that only I would understand, like Captain Canuck.
We know Captain Canuck! You know?
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing the new version or the old version?
Maybe the old version. I'm not sure. I'd have to decide. And sometimes I mix them, like with my Robin. I mix I mix Drake with Dickie, and it was hilarious. Anyways, but yeah, really, really nerdy things like that. Or I may, you know, I've been encouraged to paint more girls because people are like, okay, are you begging for this? And I'm like, no, I just really think Thanos and Captain Planet and Colossus are beautiful. It might be like Star or Sapphire, Wonder Woman, or things like that.
Would you take on the previous iteration of the Spider-Woman costume before it got modernized?
It's true. Modern Spider-Woman. She's fancy now, isn't she?
She's got a coat and everything.
Yeah, she's got a coat.
So you talked about the idea of other cosplayers like saying, hey, you influenced me and you helped me want to get into this field. Is there any like general advice that you would give to somebody who is just new to it?
Oh, absolutely. What I would say is your best friend in cosplay is your best friend. Okay. Hmm. That sounds corny, but it's honestly true. Behind every costume, there's like three or four other people rooting for you. Blending you fabric, you know, holding your hand while you cry when something didn't work. Oh. It's like, reach out for help from the people around you, and that's where the true magic comes from.
And today, it's all the people with the rings that are making you be.
Yes. There's five. There's earth, wind, water, fire, and earth. And they're all part of what's going on here today.
Even that jerk Wheeler.
He was such a tool. why Wheeler? You're just there for a plot device. Nobody likes you. Anyways, that's Captain Planet's thoughts on Wheeler. We're just putting that out there.
Well, I'm really curious. Just last thing we can ask you, what are you doing for the Captain Planet hair? Or do we have to wait until it's finished?
Okay, I will tell you. For Captain Planet's hair, I bought a wig 3 years ago when I wanted to cosplay it, and it's a little art wig thing. And I've been wearing it around ever since, but I never put the mullet in. I never found time to put the mullet in. So, and the mullet is what drives Captain Planet.
It's iconic.
Sorry, cut off the mullet, and there's nothing left. So I have painted my hair green with the body paint, which you can paint your hair with just as well. It just looks a little crunchy, but it's painted neon green.
I think my favorite line so far this interview has been, the hair is what drives Captain Planet.
Oh, yes. Mullet or no deal, Captain Planet. Mullet or no deal.
Oh, man. So she's, we're talking to Kay Pike. You can follow her on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, Kay Pike Fashion. She does a lot of work with Canada Cosplay. You can check them out, CanadaCosplay.com. Also, watch her on Twitch. She's live streaming this right now on Twitch TV, which is awesome.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Kay Pike Fashion on Twitch. You can check her out. Kay, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this this evening.
You know what? It's been a pleasure. You guys are pretty hilarious, actually. I like people promote your thing. This is like one of the happiest interviews ever.
Hooray!
Yay! Hooray! All right.
We did good.